Honolulu Civil Beat has a story about how officials are planning to control the overcrowding of our jailhouses, in particular what the Kauai prosecutor is doing. Chad Blair is on the line with us this morning. Hi there.
Aloha, Catherine. Happy Monday, as best as it can be.
Yes, I know. Going into this new phase here. So tell us about this story you've got online.
Well, this is a very interesting story from Yoo Hyun Jung. She covers the courts and the prisons and the criminal justice in general. And this is coming from Justin Kohler. He's the county prosecutor on Kauai. And he signed on to a national initiative. And the plan is to release low-level offenders, not all, but some, that are not considered a threat to the community. It comes from an organization called the Prison Policy Initiative. And the reason is kind of obvious. That because of the coronavirus, keep in mind that our jails, particularly here on Oahu and on Maui, OCCC and MCCC, are very, very crowded places. So how are you going to have social distancing if there are two to three of you to a cell in some cases? So this is something that he has signed on to as a way to really, it's a public health concern.
Well, it's interesting because I think about a month ago I reached out to the Department of Public Safety asking, you know, what our plan was, and they declined to say. And I think they were still trying to figure it out.
Yeah, there are some updates to that. As of Friday, Nolan Espinda told us that they are ending personal visitations at the jails and the prisons, except for lawyers. You're still allowed to have legal access. They are looking at enhanced screening processes. They are looking just to give the inmates more rec time, more time for phone calls, more access to store items and so forth. They are following their guidelines in line with Department of Health, which makes sense. Similar protocol is in place at the Hawaii Youth Correctional Facility here on Oahu.
Right. I think as people, you know, look at the headlines across the globe and see what other countries are doing, you know, you did have the release, I think, I'm trying to remember where that was, South America, where they did let some of those nonviolent offenders go, the low-level ones. And then you had the one jail where they had a riot because they had cut the hours, right? And we don't need another riot here.
Well, there are actually some developments just in the last few days here in our own country. Rikers in New York City last week had reported one of its patients had coronavirus, COVID-19. Now, as of Sunday, you can check the latest, 38 cases there. There are also plenty of reports about correctional workers, right? The people that are staffing the prisons and jails getting the virus. Well, one other report closer to home, the L.A. Sheriff's Office actually released 600 low-level offenders. I should just point out, we tend to forget how many people we do have in jail and prison. It's more than 5,000 people. This is Hawaii only, and that's in our prisons and jails, not only here throughout the state, but we also got some in Arizona.
Right, and I think as we saw with the nursing homes, right, the most vulnerable, if you're in a small space and someone brings something in, you know, you've got a situation in the prisons where maybe, you know, if men are more susceptible to this, right?
Yeah, I can tell you the ACLU of Hawaii wrote to the Public Safety Department trying to get more information about what's going on. I mean, it's kind of ironic to think of prisons and jails as places to isolate people, but where do you isolate people in an already isolated place? That's one concern. Another is, what about hygiene products? Do they have access the soap? You know, we talk so much about washing our hands. How much are the inmates available to access these very basic supplies?
Yeah, I think I even saw something this morning that Harvey Weinstein, I think, is tested positive.
Yeah, sorry to laugh there, but yeah, he is in prison and he has come down with coronavirus 19. I will tell you that Yoo Hyun did actually reach out to other counties. Dwight Nanamoto, he's the acting prosecutor here at the city and county, and he says they are looking at not charging some nonviolent offenders, but he also made clear they're still actively, you know, prosecuting, building cases in more serious matters. Mitch Roth over there on the Big Island, they are reviewing the jail rosters to try and see if they can do something about that, but he stressed very importantly that you must keep the most serious offenders in jail. The only prosecutor we didn't hear from, Don Guzman, over there on Maui.
Yeah, my fear is also for the ACOs, you know, those folks are so
it's
important.
All correction officers, exactly.
Yeah,
and that's, I mean, these are this is a very serious concern. I will tell you one other thing that Justin Kohler over there on Kauai is looking at, maybe two other things. One is, can you make some changes to your charging policies? In other words, can you keep people from going into jail in the first place when they're going through the criminal justice system? Is that a possibility? The way he phrased it to Yu Hyun is, what can we, meaning in this case the Kauai County prosecutors, do in a time of pandemic? As of Friday, a couple days ago, Kohler had filed at least 9 motions for suspended release. We should stress that the people that would be released still have to report to a probation officer.
Yeah, it's so interesting. I also, you know, since we're talking judiciary, I jumped on the federal court website just to find out what are they doing over there. And yeah, you know, uncharted territory, suspending some things, letting other things go. It's just a fascinating time for our country.
Yeah, it sure is. Well, glad to share this report. It's up on our website. Yu Hyun Jung, our reporter.
Now, I understand that you'll be probably manning the reality check desk for a while as everybody separates.
If you'll put up with me, I'd be happy to. You know, as you know, the mayor declared as of 4:30 today, right, that new order is going to go in effect about work at home, stay at home. I can tell you here at Civil Bee, we have been all working. We are all on call. We worked all through the weekend, you know, trading shifts as best as we can. But one of the things I'm going to do is at least take over the HPR conversation duties.
Yes.
Simply so that they can keep on continuing to do their great reporting. So I'm afraid you'll be stuck with me and my voice, at least for the foreseeable future. But whatever we can do to get out the word about what's going on locally, particularly the stories maybe that are not being covered in the mainstream press.
Okay, well, we enjoy talking with you, so we're good to go, and we'll blow everybody else kisses. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Catherine. Bye-bye.
All right, that was political and opinion editor Chad Blair with today's Reality Check. Visit civilbeat.org for more.